how much of that love comes. Secondly, unconditional love is not dependent on what you do or even what you have done, nor what you shall do. And you know, only God has the capacity to give unconditional love. We humans are not. Let's admit that. No human can. However, if we yield to God in us, God through us and in us can love unconditionally. Hallelujah. And then it will be a beautiful sight as Jesus flows in our life. But the first and third and most important key is to just rest in the revelation that God loves you. Now, many of us here have been born again. We have experienced salvation. Wasn't salvation so beautiful? What was the beauty of salvation? Not just that you escaped death and eternal hell to go into eternal heaven and salvation. That was not just that. The most beautiful thing about your salvation, my salvation, when we first met the Lord was this. He loved us. He loved us. And He loved us so much that He died on the cross for us. Think about that. Then the next question is, why do we forget His love so easily? It's not just for salvation. That was just the beginning of the experience of His love. So that from the day we are saved until the day we meet Him face to face, every day when you wake up, you should be experiencing, God loves me. Hallelujah. In the morning when you get up, no matter how you feel, the devil will say, isn't it a miserable day to die? It sounds very Australian, doesn't it? No. That's an Australian demon speaking to you. Right. But if you hear God's... Okay, let's give an Australian angel too, right? God loves you. To die, God loves you. And then every day, God loves you. At night before you sleep, no matter what you have done, what has happened, what you have become, whether you become the abominable snowman or you become Mother Teresa, God loves you. The same. And every day of your life, the most important starting point in your life. They say breakfast is your most important meal. Let me tell you, the most important message you hear every day, in the beginning of your day and at night when you sleep, God loves you. And sleep with that fact. Say, oh, I got this to pray through, this to pray through. Why is this not happening? Wait, stop! Put the brakes on! Throw away that panic button. God loves you. And then you say, He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. And out of that love, you will discover what you need to do. You will be more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. When you get into His love. Three keys to healing. The bigness of God. The greatness of His power. His unconditional love. Let's pray.